Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Man, I'm super excited to be back. How you doing? I hope everybody's good. Can't complain. I'm doing well and ready to go for another album review. Now, when you think of DR Congo, a lot of names come up, like your Fally Ipupas, Kanda Bongo Man, Alain Kunku, Keisha, Yondo Sister, Enos B, and a whole lot more, right? But also, there's a very interesting, I would say, new school DR Congo vibe that's out there. And one of the countries that houses some amazing DR Congo talents is South Africa. Names that come to mind: Batundi, Rouge, Trezor, and the man whose EP I'm about to review, Manu Worldstar. And that tells you a whole lot that you need to know about DR Congo, because clearly, they're good at making music. And it doesn't matter where they are in the world, they got it going on.
The latest African album review is Album Review.
First thoughts.
So, Manu Worldstar released an EP titled Young African Story on August 23, 2019. The EP was released under Sony Music Entertainment. It's 5 tracks and it has multiple producer placements. Manu Worldstar first came to my attention last year with the song Nalingi, which was a runaway hit, and I was like, this guy's good, let's hear some more. And it's only until 2019 that I got to hear more music. So you know what, let's get straight into the music for Young African Story.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The title track for the EP is absolute feel-good music. This song talks about African dreams for a young black man, and it has that church organ sound, which really fits into the message that he's preaching. Looking for money, staying away from drama while working towards the ultimate goal of a comfortable life. This is what Manu Worldstar is talking about. And he also mentions a very personal story about his false start in the music industry in 2017 and having to dust himself off, maintaining focus on the vision. He knew he had to do it, and he did it. The song is dedicated to everyone who started from the bottom, whether they've made it or not. Now, the song Rent is so unassuming, but I think it might be the best one of the lot on this album. Firstly, the topic itself is so simple, but wow, don't we feel connected to the whole rent situation? Yeah, paying rent, it's tough. He says, I just want to pay my rent. As simple as that might sound, so many people just want to be able to pay their rent on time with no issues, and many are not able to do so. Being able to pay your rent comes with peace of mind, my friends, and all the bad energy can go away, all of it. I myself remember the days when paying rent was a struggle, man. Like, I'd be looking for a couple of 100 bucks here and there, and I just couldn't make it, having to be unavailable on rent day because you ain't got shit. Yeah, life, ne. The chorus is hella catchy on here and an easy sing-along.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African and para and kente accessories. redsau.com.
The song Sheba is awesomely vibey. Awesomely vibey. Manu Worldstar is spitting game to a beautiful girl who is known all around as having hypnotic looks. The man is trying his luck, I guess. But who knows how that comes out. It is another killer tune and a very, very, very catchy chorus as well. The remaining two tunes on the EP are Future Plan, which was released earlier this year as a new single for 2019, and another good song, and Nalingi, which I mentioned, obviously being about a year and a bit old, and the first single from Manu Worldstar, as we know him as the artist he is today. If you remember, I also played the Proji's The Name remix to Nalingi on the Motomoto podcast last year, and it was an audience favorite, and I still play it.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
From the technical standpoint, I think Manu Worldstar has an easily distinguishable voice in how he sings. His style is different. You can tell his musical influences span across many cultural divides, being a Congolese native based in South Africa. Sonically, I think this album is superior in a number of aspects. You can tell that time was taken to actually come up with the product, and it was not rushed. There are different genres dished out, and I feel like maybe Manu Worldstar at the moment is testing the waters to gauge the response before giving us his full-length offering. This is also a sign of having worked with a diverse production team. I'd say this is a good strategy and a great way to build a balance between music he wants to make and music his audience will respond to and appreciate. That is the hallmark of any great artist, in my opinion. Overall, I think Young African Story is a solid EP. It really gives the listener an idea of who Manu Worldstar is and leaves you wanting more. I think finally, especially after Nalingi last year, I really can say I've got a sense of who exactly Manu Worldstar is from a musical perspective and the style that he is trying to do.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
The musicality of this album is undoubtedly evident. Manu Worldstar is a true creator when it comes to good music. I found all the songs enjoyable and surprisingly easy to sing along to, even when language was a barrier. I think this EP must be pushed more. I'm usually on the lookout for new projects, and I legit just bumped into this. But I really hope to see more visibility for his project, music videos, and also just way more promotion. Just push this. It's good. Push it. Should you listen to it? Definitely. Check it out. I'd say definitely if you're Congolese, for starters, you'll definitely appreciate this. But anybody from anywhere in Africa, if you like good music and you just want something different that just adds a little, you know, style to it, this is the kind of EP I'd listen to. Young African Story by Manu Worldstar. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemoto, and this is the African Album Review Podcast. Son of Zimbabwe signing out. Peace, Dende.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.